Hello, my loves. Welcome to the Heart's Happiness Podcast. My name's Manpreet. I am your self-healing coach and mentor for heart-centered, ambitious, spiritual entrepreneurs on this crazy journey of entrepreneurship as we follow our soul's purpose, our dharma, living our most expansive life. A lot comes up through this journey that we have to heal through the past in order to do what we truly came here for. So I am your bestie through that entire journey. So sit back and enjoy, and let me guide you to your most authentic self, because she has all of the answers you need to follow your dharma, to live your most expansive life. So let's get started. Hey loves, welcome back to the podcast. This is part 5 of a 5-part series, which is the overflow codes of my new program, Overflow, which is not new actually, the new and improved program, Overflow 2.0, which is open for enrollment right now. The doors close on the 7th of July, and then we start with our first sessions week commencing the 14th of July. So I'm so freaking excited. And I was really inspired by like the ladies that I'm meeting and the people that are enrolling, that I really wanted to create this free podcast series to share like what the process is if you want to create the overflow in your life. What that looks like, what my tips are, what the process is. I'm a bit of a process nerd, because I used to be like a trainer in my old life, and like as in a IT trainer, not like a personal trainer. And I used to be like a change manager and a business analyst, which was very much about what are the steps. So I really like when I've been going through my own awakening journey, my own journey of expansion, I have been really like, what are the steps? So like, what am I teaching people? What are the steps? So there's something that their minds and a structure and a masculine structure that they can follow through a process that's very unique to all of us. It's very different for everybody. But I really see this as being something that's super, 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 super supportive on this path. And I wanted to like, as the final episode, was to really bring in all of the bigger picture of this, okay? So I went into a lot of detail about the path of the new earth leader. So this is those of you that had a childhood that wasn't great, and then they did healing, they were very empathic, very sensitive, very cool to help people, and find themselves wanting to create an overflow of wealth, because through helping people, through heart-centered work, through a way of more people I help, more money I make, the money I can give to myself and also to support other people and their businesses. It's a special kind of woman that's called onto that path, right? And it's a journey. Like I would say I've probably started awakening in like 2012, just ignored it for a little while, and then it started to smack me in the face. So this is like, it's a big journey, right? And it's, and we all go around again. So we'll have an awakening, we'll have some transformation, and then we'll go for another one. Like when you're on this spiritual path of healing, of growth, of personal development, it really is a cycle, a spiral. Things I learned through my last awakening, I have been deepening through the second. And I go through that in a lot of detail in the Ignite Legacy Mama Wealth Activating Experience, which was free, but now it's expired, but you can get it for £44. All of the details are in the episode notes. So I go through loads of slides and information about like what's going on with you to help you to be truly seen, where you're getting stuck, like all of the things. We go through that. But in today's episode, I really wanted to talk about the seasons of your transformation, the seasons of you becoming the overflow identity, the season of you becoming the one that can earn the money, doing what you love, working less hours, and what that looks like. And it being a really iterative process, which I've sort of touched on quite a few times during this conversation we've been having this week. Like something that I'm trialing and I'm going to be bringing into overflow is using the moon cycle each month. A lot of us sync up our periods with the moon cycle. Like me, I ovulate
on a new moon and I bleed on the full moon, and other people it's the other way around. But we can really use the moon and that cycle as a like, okay, so when I am in a, like when the new moon sets, like what are my intentions for who I am embodying, who is the new me? And then 2 weeks later, you observe through all the things I've been teaching you about the shedding, the anchoring to the new identity, the self-leadership, you observe what's come up. And then you like almost like write a list of what you are going to be shedding through like the full moon period. So as the moon sheds, you are shedding these habits and behaviors. So we can use that moon cycle for like this iterative process of becoming more of our overflow identity and shedding our survival self. Now, there is a bigger process that I see with clients and with myself. So when we're creating a really big quantum leap, there I feel that I'm going to refer to these seasons of our becoming in like as in the seasons of the earth as well. So like the winter period is like the death portal. So this is where you completely surrender your old identity and you're shedding it. And it is fucking hard. You may have grief happen at this time. You will have grief. Because things have happened, like relationship breakdowns, people dying, like something might have pushed you into the death portal, pushed you into your winter season of healing, into your winter season of awakening. For me, like my miscarriage really chucked me into it. And then like some struggles with the business that pushed me into the winter. And this could go on for like a season. It could go on for months. It will be bigger depending on what you're about to birth on the other side. So this is like, so when I'm working with clients in overflow, there are people that are deeply, deeply in their winter phase. And what I mean by this is they have no capacity for anything new. We have to focus on the shedding. And I say this from experience, like there is no way that I could be taking action in my business from a creative place of love and of light when I had a lot to shed. And by that, I mean thoughts, beliefs, actions, behaviors, like the person that I was, the survival identity that I was so intense. And a lot of people will have a really strong survival identity that they do have to kill off in order to let in the overflow identity. So a lot of people that come into the space of overflow, or if you're doing this on yourself, that winter period will be going on for a while. It doesn't mean that it has to be grim. Like you can enjoy winter, you can be cozy, you can eat yummy meals, you can take really good care of yourself, you can slow down, you can go in. It's a very internal process. So yeah, that's just part of the journey really, and we can fight it. I fought it a few times, by the way. So I was in a winter phase and I shouldn't be creating in that phase, but I did. So I think it's really important to notice that, you know, the ego will not like it. It's like, what are you doing? We need to build things. But it's not going to work. The weather's not right. The environment's not right. And you're in a journey of really inward. And yeah, that's why like I created Overflow, because the women that want to create the overflow, they want to create the spaciousness, they want to have the extra money, they want to have more money, they want to, you know, have thousands of people scale things, all the things, then you've got to kill all of the parts of you that have been surviving, not just in your body, but in your lineage. And that is a really big deal. That is why community, sisterhood is so fucking important, to be held as you're going through an initiation like that. To do it on your own is lonely, it is triggering, it is activating. So come into overflow, doors are open. And people go through that like however long it's going to take. It takes however long it's going to take, while we are releasing and letting go, while we are finding the patterns, etc. But we can still, when we are supported and held and we're taking really good care of ourselves, we can enjoy winter. It does not need to be grim, okay? Then we go into spring, which is like, this is when we're starting to plant the seeds of our rebirth. So this is us embodying more of who we want to become. I used to try and do this while I was shedding so much, and I would get like really like it would just kind of burn me out, because trying to plant the seeds whilst the old was going, when there was so much I had to let go of, felt kind of like overwhelming. So that's why we want, when the winter feels like, okay, I think I've shedded and I've shedded and I've shedded and I've shedded, I've got space and I'm ready. Like, you feel that wanting the newness, right? And then we start to plant the seeds. That's what we do with our vision. That's what we do with our intentions of like what we want to create. And during the winter phase, I strongly still recommend that you are visualizing and you are connecting to your vision, because otherwise, why the hell are you going to carry on with the death portal? Why, or would you just not hold on to your old self, which people do anyway? So then when that starts to calm down, we go into that spring phase where we start to plant the seeds of like who we're going to become. And then the summer is really taking action as the new self consistently and showing up in the world as that person, being in the present moment, enjoying the becoming, taking up space and allowing yourself to receive. So I kind of have been in a summer with this launch period, actually. So I've been more visible. I've been sharing my voice more. I've been explaining what's been going on. I've been taking action as that new self, kind of clumsily, but, you know, have been. And that's that summer. So it's more visible, etc. And then as I come into the end of my launch cycle, which is the overflow, which is part of me growing and becoming this person, is I am like, okay, what are the results? Not just for money and business, but for motherhood and things like that. And like, we integrate here. We're kind of like, okay, I'm integrating all the things I've done and I'm seeing what the results are. And this is when we review and we're like, okay, where am I at? Like, what's going on? So these things can be very small, like a quick little launch period, or it could be bigger, right? So me seeing the results of showing up as a new person, you know, being in my overflow energy, but seeing like, okay, I didn't quite get the results here. What do I need to shed now? What do I need to release? What do I need to embody more? What do I need to tidy up before the next time that I go through the spring, the summer, the autumn? So that's like really that cycle. We can also use the seasons to support us. So like, I am, what I try to do is like plan per season. So like summer now that we're coming into, I'm like, what am I launching? What am I putting out there? And, or, you know, what am I doing? Like, how am I going to make the next harvest more fruitful? Like, what do I need to do to make the harvest better? How can I make the soil better? How can I make the nourishment better? What does that all look like, right? So it's really doing that. And then also, you know, sometimes we might have a winter season because, you know, life did it to us. But sometimes it might even be like, you know, actually, during the winter months, I'm going to consciously do less and really honor that period so I can go within. I'm going to be less busy with the outside world, the less putting stuff out there, and I'm actually really going to go inside and be like, what's going on? What's the next step? So this is that season approach. We can use the moon for like monthly for the shed and the release, and then we can really allow ourselves to surrender to the death portal, because that is so important, guys, because you learn so much about who you are and who you are authentically through the darkness, through, you know, the darkest moments in my life, like losing my dad, a man that I was really in love with that didn't choose me. They were like the darkest freaking moments of my life, where I found myself again and again and again, and was like, okay. And then I would find ways to support myself, to the processes, the way that I'm gonna help myself, which would then birth my next piece of work. Like, it was never for any accident. And, you know, in your entrepreneur journey, you know, you are gonna have lots of different iterations of this. Like, you're gonna be in that winter death portal as you are saying goodbye to your corporate life. You are going to be planting the seeds for your business. You are going to be being more visible in summer. You are going to be harvesting your results, maybe not that happy about it. And then you're going to be like, okay, what am I now shedding and releasing? What is, and this is all such an important part, right? Because in the patriarchy, the capitalism and all these structures, we're kind of just taught to be on all of the fucking time. And, you know, Instagram, the internet and blah, 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 blah. And that means you're doing a lot and you're, you know, really using a lot of energy, right? And burning yourself out and draining yourself of resources, of money, of energy, of health. When, you know, actually, if you just had a rest, a slower period, you would be more intentional, more focused. You would be more energized and you would be creating more from love and from intention and from focus to create the results that you want. So I was always a bit like weird with these seasons because I was like, oh my God, I'm failing. But you're not failing because there's so much that a plant is doing or nature is doing during the winter period that we cannot see, but it's still beautiful when it's got to be meant to be beautiful. It still gives us so much when it's its time. And that's the same for you guys too. So it's really honoring that and your season and allowing yourself, especially, you know, you will be in a big winter season if you desire the overflow life. You will be. That's part of the journey. Like it's, and it could be really quite a long process too. So you need to ensure that you are supported during that time because that allows for the co-regulation. That allows for the safety, for the letting go and for the dying parts of you. And when you are going through that discomfort, you will be more uncomfortable. You will be having more nervous system reactions because it's so unsettling and your nervous system is like, what the fuck is going on? But you can have a space, a community to lean into, a mentor, a support to support you in this because we don't have that in our families, etc. So that's why this is so important. Like sometimes I've invested in a membership, which is like £40 a month, or a like yoga class that's like we can see each other all of the time. This is so important, especially because the relationships, the circles that were around us in survival are not going to be the ones that grow us into our overflow identity. So this is a really important piece of the puzzle too, is not just honoring your own seasons and becoming the own, like your own leader and becoming your own mother and your own father, but also like ensuring that you have the right environment, the right support to take you through this time, to take you through this journey, this becoming, this like almost this initiation, right? And when you are being held by someone that's like, yeah, that happened to me, and a community, you'll keep on the path. Otherwise you'll freak out, you'll go back and get a job, you'll, you know, go out with a guy that's an ass. You know, you'll just do things from that ego because you're afraid or because you're scared and you don't have anything to hold on to. So with that in mind, come into overflow. The doors are open until the 7th of July for this round. It is a really special nurturing place to hold you as you become the overflow identity, as you download the codes in that, you know, energy and that community, being led by me, somebody that's been doing this for 10 years, and you allow yourself to decide, I am going to be devoted to that path. So you have got the 12-month payment plan if you want to make smaller payments of £380 per month, or there's shorter payment plans or paying in full available to you. And come and join us, because it's just a beautiful place to be and because you get your dreams as a result of it. I just had to like put that, like, you know, not just like sisterhood and money and love and health and all of these things, because you are so embodying that higher frequency and you are like really putting that first. You know, we didn't even talk about that this week, but I've done a podcast on levels of consciousness before. And you are in that space and that like really increasing your frequency, really releasing and letting go of all of the survival of not just your life, but for the ancestors before you, which is why this is such an uncomfortable process. And it's not for everyone. But there's those of you that are listening to this, that have listened to this the whole week, and you are ready for this. You are meant for this. You just need the right support, and then you will be on your way. Like, I don't want you to need me forever or anything like that. That's not what this is about. This is about setting you up for success. It's about, you know, that support, that co-regulation, that nurturing, that the steps, the frameworks. We've got the masculine structures there for you. Then we've got that space for you to like let your feminine flow and for you to be guided by your own intuition, which is so important. I hate programs that tell me what to do about like what are the steps I need to follow. It's just not like that. So I am wishing you a wonderful summer, and I will speak to you in the next podcast where we're out of the podcast series Overflow Codes. Hope to see some of you in Overflow. I'm super excited for this journey as a collective for a year. Like, oh my God, it's going to be so much fun. Anyway, I will speak to you very, very soon. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, tell your friends about the podcast, and leave a review. Good or bad, I want to hear what you think, and make sure you follow us on Instagram, hearts_happiness, and I will see you in the next episode.